It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Community at Work. Good evening and welcome to Community at Work, a weekly program here on KRFC that provides a closer look at the agencies and organizations that serve our community. This program is hosted by three different rotating hosts throughout the month, and it airs every week here at 6 p.m. on KRFC. This week it is the Health District's turn, and the Health District is a public agency that serves Northern Limerick County with dental, mental health, preventive health services, also connects people to more affordable sources of health insurance and prescriptions. And I'm Richard Cox, Communications Director for the Health District, and your host for this week. We welcome back to Community at Work this week Julie Wenzel. She is a repeat guest on Community at Work who always brings with her very important news about options for getting affordable health insurance, health coverage. And it's very timely this year because, as you all know, there's been lots of drama, lots of changes around affordable health coverage and the Affordable Care Act. And what you might not know is that Colorado is a little different than some of the other states in the country, and it is still possible for you to get signed up for a private plan through the Affordable Care Act. And you don't have a whole lot of time. But there are some unique opportunities that are coming up that Julie will tell you all about. And so with that, I would like to welcome back to the KRFC studios, Julie Wenzel. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. I love coming and joining you on KRFC. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, too. You always have important messages to share about health insurance, and I assume today is not going to be any different.
Yes, thanks. So open enrollment continues. Colorado is different, and individuals and families can shop for health insurance through January 12 to get 2018 coverage.
So, and that's great. So while enrollment for coverage through healthcare.gov, which is the federal website, ended December 15th, Colorado is different, right? And we have a little more time to shop for health insurance.
Correct. National news can be really confusing and doesn't always apply to our state of Colorado. Open enrollment, the one window of time each year in which Coloradans applying for private health insurance are allowed to shop for a new plan without a qualifying life change event, continues to January 12th. So to ensure you are covered for 2018, be sure you buy your plan before January 12, 2018. Coverage purchased before the 12th will be effective starting February 1st. And I'd like to point out there are no deadlines in applying for Health First Colorado, formerly known as Medicaid, and Child Health Plan Plus, CHP Plus, if eligible. One could apply any time of the year for those programs.
Now, even though you're a familiar presence here on this program, I neglected to introduce you and tell the listeners what your role is and who you work for, because not everybody's may have heard your previous appearances on Community Work. So you are a certified health coverage outreach specialist at Larimer Health Connect. So I probably would be a good idea to backtrack just a little bit and tell people what Larimer Health Connect is and how this fits into everything.
Sure, absolutely, Richard. Larimer Health Connect is a project of the Health District of Northern Larimer County. It's a free service that helps people find the best health insurance to meet their family's health needs and budget. Our trained staff provides free, impartial, in-person assistance with free and lower-cost health coverage, including plans from the Connect for Health Colorado Marketplace. According to our clients, Richard, Larimer Health Connect, and I'm going to share just a few quotes from clients here. So one client said, Larimer Health Connect helped me get a big picture overview of my plan, but also a better idea of how costs and services apply to me as an individual. Another client said, Larimer Health Connect helped me understand premiums, deductibles, find care that covered my prescriptions, and showed me how to find the right plan that covered certain things like mental health. I would be paying way higher copays, which I could not afford, if I didn't get this help. Again, those are just words from two of our local clients, local residents here in Larimer County.
All right. And if you don't have health insurance now, that could be you. And how would somebody go about doing this? How can Larimer Health Connect help somebody get health insurance?
Our staff includes 14 certified health coverage guides, including four who are fluent in Spanish. And we can help you to understand the health care law, the Affordable Care Act, determine your eligibility for Health First Colorado, Child Health Plan Plus, or financial assistance, which are advanced premium tax credits and cost-sharing reductions. We can help with creating an account, finding and viewing health insurance plans, and explain health coverage options and the tax credits. We can assist with enrolling in line and doing that entire application with you, and then prepare you for the next steps.
Hmm. And these are one-on-one free appointments?
You got it. Larimer Health Connect provides free. These are private appointments to individuals and families who are seeking health coverage or have questions about their options. We keep all information confidential in our appointments. We offer hour-long appointments, although depending on your situation, it may take more or less time than that. Our office number is 970-472-0444, and one could also go to our website, LarimerHealthConnect.org, for details. Richard, appointments can fill up quickly for open enrollment. We have weekend and evening hours during open enrollment, too. And then this Saturday, January 6th, we will be available for walk-in appointments between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. So an appointment is not needed on Saturday, January 6th. One could just walk in. This is at our Mason office in Old Town. The address is 144 North Mason Street, Unit 7. We provide vouchers for free parking in the Civic Center parking structure next to us. The MAX runs right past our office, and we are very close to the downtown transit center.
Great, great. And if I'm not mistaken, you can also go online through your Facebook page and make an appointment. Isn't that correct?
Very good, Richard. Yes, we're on Facebook, and you could click the button on Facebook that says make an appointment. One could also, if they didn't want to call, if it was easier to make an appointment through our website, LarimerHealthConnect.org, to look at the locations, dates, availability, one could do that as well.
Right, and that's a really handy Facebook page to follow because you keep people updated on developments.
Any number of things.
Yeah, all the developments, and they have been plentiful this year. So, yeah, it's worth checking out if you're on Facebook. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Community at Work here on KRFC. I'm Richard Cox from the Health District of Northern Larimer County, and tonight we're talking with Julie Wenzel. She is a certified health coverage outreach specialist. That's a mouthful at Larimer Health Connect. And for, four years now?
Yeah, this is open enrollment 5 for Connect for Health Colorado. So I've been talking to you about health coverage options for Larimer County residents this going into our 5th year.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have gained health coverage during that time. We've seen it in our own surveys. We hear it from people with their stories, like the quotes you gave us earlier. It's had a huge impact. You mentioned that Larimer Health Connect can help someone determine their eligibility for financial assistance. And I know that's a big thing on people's mind. They think, oh, I can't afford this insurance, but there is financial assistance. How many Coloradans are insured and how many receive help to pay for this type of health coverage?
Right now, more than 93% of Coloradans have health insurance, the highest rates in the state's history and one of the highest rates in the country. And I'm glad you mentioned financial assistance because I think in some of the national news, it was confusing whether financial assistance was still available. And indeed it is. Financial assistance is available. And more than 100,000, more than 102,000 Coloradans are getting tax credits to help them afford coverage. Richard, it's really pretty quick and easy to see if someone qualifies for savings. Often an appointment may begin with a client saying that they had heard the cost for premiums would be going up for 2018. Well, the good news is that financial help increases right alongside those premiums. This year, Colorado households are receiving an average of $369 a month to lower the cost of health insurance. It's more important than ever to see, to check and see if you qualify.
So let's talk about the options we have for health coverage here in Colorado. Open enrollment is specific to our state marketplace, right?
Correct. Our health coverage specialists at Larimer Health Connect can help individuals and families enroll in Health First Colorado, formerly known as Medicaid, the Child Health Plan Plus program, known as CHP Plus, and the private health insurance plans through our state marketplace, Connect for Health Colorado. Open enrollment, what we're in right now for a little bit longer, this special time of year to shop for private plans in the Connect for Health Colorado marketplace started November 1st and will close on January 12th in Colorado. Again, and I'll probably say this more tonight, there are no deadlines in applying for Health First Colorado or the Child Health Plan Plus if eligible. One could apply for those any time of year, but open enrollment is specific. To answer your question, Richard, it is specific to our state marketplace and shopping for those private health plans in Connect for Health Colorado.
So, Julie, tell us more about our marketplace here in Colorado, the Connect for Health Colorado. That's sometimes people hear this referred to as an exchange. It's the same thing, right?
Right. So Connect for Health Colorado, it's our state's own competitive marketplace to shop for private health insurance for individuals, families, and even small businesses. It's entirely separate from the federal website, healthcare.gov. So when you hear that national news that might be confusing and you're not sure if it applies to Colorado, know that Colorado, we have our own state marketplace, Connect for Health Colorado, and healthcare.gov does not apply to us in Colorado. Our marketplace is the only place to determine the eligibility for and access financial assistance with premiums, deductibles, and copays. You could choose to buy a new health plan directly from an insurance company or an HMO, but remember, if you qualify for financial assistance, you can only get those savings if you enroll through Connect for Health Colorado.
And can you please explain who can shop in our state marketplace and who is eligible for tax credits and cost savings?
Yes, Coloradans, including lawfully present immigrants, even those who are brand new to Colorado, can shop in the Connect for Health Colorado marketplace. The advanced premium tax credits, often referred to by its acronym, APTC, and cost-sharing reductions are available in the marketplace. This tax credit is determined on a sliding scale based on income. This APTC reduces the cost of each month's premium. You may be eligible for this tax credit if, and I'll give some examples here, if you're an individual earning approximately $16,041 to $48,240 per year, or another example, a family of four earning approximately $32,719 to $98,400 per year. In addition to the advanced premium tax credits, and our cost-sharing reductions or help with out-of-pocket costs like deductibles and copays. And these are available to people with low and moderate income levels who purchase insurance through the marketplace. So you may be eligible for health plans with lower deductibles, lower copayments, or lower coinsurance if, again, some examples, you're an individual earning approximately $16,041 to $30,150 per year, or a family of four earning approximately $32,719 to $61,500 per year. Again, those tax credits and cost sharing reductions are only available in the marketplace.
Well, we've been hearing a lot about taxes lately with the tax bill. How do these tax credits work? Do people receive them when they file their taxes?
These advanced premium tax credits are available to cut the cost of each month's premium, and those eligible for and receiving them would not have to wait until tax filing time to receive those savings. Same with the cost-sharing reductions. If eligible to receive them, one would have lower deductibles and copays right from the start of coverage.
So you mentioned some other options for getting affordable health coverage. What are Health First Colorado, or Medicaid as it used to be called, and CHP Plus?
Health First Colorado and CHP Plus are public health insurance programs sponsored by the state for people who qualify. And Colorado is one of the states that chose to expand Medicaid, which means that more people are covered now than ever before. So with Health First Colorado, formerly known as Medicaid, it's public health insurance for people who qualify. There's no monthly premium, there's no deductible, and, you know, a prescription for, you know, antibiotics, you get an ear infection or something, a prescription's going to range between $0 and $5. And then Child Health Plan Plus, also known as CHP Plus, is public health insurance for children ages 0 to 18 and pregnant women. There's a one-time annual enrollment fee between $0 and $105 based on income and the number of children, and prescription copays with CHP Plus are going to range between $0 and $10.
And I'll put in a reminder here, too, that Colorado is also unique in that it's one of the states that provides Medicaid coverage not only for children's dental services, but also for adults, adult dental services. And that's really kind of – it's unusual. But it's a godsend for a lot of people, and it means you can – if you're an adult and you have Medicaid, you can get your tooth problems taken care of at a number of places in town, including the health district's Family Dental Clinic, which also takes – CHP Plus, if you've got kiddos enrolled in that. So could you explain a little more about the eligibility for Health First Colorado or Medicaid, which is a public insurance plan with no premiums and deductibles?
Sure, Richard. To be eligible for Colorado Medicaid, one must be a U.S. citizen or a lawfully residing immigrant for 5 years. However, children and pregnant women do not have to wait the 5 years. One must be a Colorado resident, meet income guidelines, so adults earning up to about $16,040 a year. And another example, a family of four earning up to about $32,718 a year could be eligible for Health First Colorado, and not be incarcerated, but one could apply if on probation or parole.
And how about CHP Plus? What are the guidelines to be eligible for that public health insurance?
It's similar to Health First Colorado. The only difference is the income eligibility. So CHP Plus is coverage for children ages 0 to 18 and pregnant women whose families have low to moderate income. For example, a family of four can earn up to about $63,960 a year and be eligible for CHP Plus.
So, and correct me if I'm wrong here, CHP Plus, this is the same as CHIP, right? And we've been hearing a lot about CHIP in the news, right? Kind of uncertain news.
Yes, CHIP is in the news a lot right now. So federal funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP, Richard, we call it Child Health Plan Plus, CHP Plus in Colorado. It ended on September 30th, 2017. The Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, the agency administering CHP Plus, estimates the state's reserved funding for CHP Plus in Colorado will last through February 28th of 2018. So those are some important things to keep on the radar. Just before the holiday, the U.S. Congress passed a short-term continuing resolution, which included additional funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program. It is estimated that those federal funds will help to extend the federal program through March. However, funds may be distributed to states that are running out of CHIP money. CHIP money first. Sorry about that. At this time, it is unclear what the short-term fixes mean for Colorado and how much, if any, of the additional funds Colorado might receive. The health district is closely monitoring the status of CHP Plus, and Larimer Health Connect will be ready to help our community with any possible changes. I'm going to share a couple websites here, so bear with me. To find up-to-date news on CHP Plus, one could visit connectforhealthco.com/child-health-plan-plus or co.gov/hcpf/future-CHP.
And I'm going to offer an even simpler approach here, and just to follow you guys on Facebook, because you're all over this. And if there are important updates, they're going to be on the Facebook page or on Twitter.
Right.
You guys are on Twitter as well.
We're on Facebook and Twitter. One could go to the website and sign up for our e-news. We send out e-news when there are important messages to share as well. And, of course, if you ever have a question, we are just a phone call away, 970-472-0444.
Right. And was there a state webpage too?
The state webpage for finding out about what might happen with CHP Plus.
Yeah.
That is, again, co.gov/hcpf/future-CHP.
Great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Community at Work program on KRFC Fort Collins. I'm Richard Cox from the Health District of Northern Larimer County, and we have on with us Julie Wenzel with the Larimer Health Connect program. It's a health district program that's been helping people get signed up and basically navigate the murky waters of health insurance for 5 years, and people emerge with health insurance that works for them, that fits their budget, that fits their needs. And helps people either get signed up for Medicaid, which is also known as Health First Colorado, or a private plan that's offered through the Connect for Health Colorado Marketplace, which is our own state version of the Affordable Care Act. So if somebody out there wants to get connected with Larimer Health Connect, share some of that contact information.
You bet. Our number is 970-472-0444 or go to LarimerHealthConnect.org to make an appointment. Our Old Town office is at 144 North Mason Street, Unit 7. We can provide 2 hours of free parking in the Civic Center parking structure. We also have health coverage specialists at the Health District, 120 Bristlecone Drive. We also have health coverage specialists in Loveland at the Community Life Center. The address there is 1511 East 11th Street, and that's in Loveland, Colorado. Also, one could find certified brokers in Larimer County through the Connect for Health Colorado site. And to look for other help, one could visit connectforhealthco.com.
All right. So you folks at Larimer Health Connect, you can help with filling out the applications and estimating the financial assistance or knowing what will happen to CHP Plus. There's so many things. We know that health insurance can be confusing, and the application is probably overwhelming for a lot of folks, and plans change. But the health coverage specialists, you guys rock. I mean,
thanks, Richard.
You guys help. So, I mean, I hear it all the time. You are just a godsend. I hate to keep using the same word, but I know folks really appreciate the help that you provide.
Yes, Richard. Thank you so much for those kind words. I do have some pretty amazing coworkers at Larimer Health Connect, and we totally understand that health insurance can be confusing, and everyone has different family situations and different circumstances. We health coverage specialists can work on the application with you and look at the costs as they relate to you and your particular situation. We can help everyone at all income levels here at Larimer Health Connect. And we have also been working hard to help our clients understand how to effectively use their insurance, from taking advantage of free preventative care to understanding their network to determining when to update their accounts. We really aim to empower our clients to make the most of their coverage and not leave money on the table.
So not leave money on the table. You mean what people find out they can save when they check their eligibility for tax credits or programs?
You're right, Richard. And I have a few examples to share from local clients about costs for the coverage they enroll in and the options they have in Colorado. One family did not realize they were Medicaid eligible and will now save $350 a month. One client was paying $580 a month for COBRA coverage and saved when enrolling in one of our private insurance options in Colorado. And a couple had been paying full price. However, now they're semi-retired and qualify for a tax credit to reduce the monthly premium cost.
Just so that we can reinforce the timeliness of this, can you run over those deadlines once more?
Yes. Open enrollment in the Colorado Marketplace continues through January 12th for 2018 coverage. Those who enrolled by December 15 have January 1st coverage, but those who enroll between December 16 and January 12 will have February 1st coverage. And again, I know I'm repeating it, but there are no deadlines in applying for Health First Colorado, formerly known as Medicaid, and Child Health Plan Plus, CHP Plus, if eligible. One could apply any time of year for those.
And you guys are around any time of the year to help with that.
We are. We're around all year. Change happens.
Yeah.
And
so
circumstances change.
So, yeah, what if circumstances change? Because what happens after January 12th? Are you like, you know, you're out of luck then or?
No. So
maybe.
Well, after January 12th, after open enrollment closes, what day does open enrollment close?
January 12th.
You got it,
ding,
Richard.
Ding, ding,
you've
ding.
Been listening. You've been listening so well. So after the 12th, you could be eligible to buy health insurance and apply for tax credits in the marketplace if you experience a life-changing event such as marriage, birth, adoption, a placement for foster care, lose affordable health insurance known as minimum essential coverage, or perhaps an employer-provided coverage is no longer available, or you're new to Colorado, you may be eligible to buy insurance at a different time of year for a big life change event.
Okay. I think we need to remind people that you have an event coming up this weekend.
Yes, thanks.
This weekend? Next weekend.
We have, it's January 6th. So
this weekend,
this Saturday,
this weekend,
yes, very
it'd
good.
It'd be too late next weekend.
Yes,
it's that would important. Be a bad. It's a bad advice.
No, so January 6th, Saturday, January 6th, big event. We're going to be open on Saturday, January 6th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. for walk-in appointments. So meet that deadline. Get help with your application. We'll walk you through it. We'll look at options. We'll number crunch savings. And one could walk in Saturday at our Mason office location.
Great. Give us some contact information again if people want more information.
Sure. Larimer Health Connect. Our number is 970-472-0444. And our website is LarimerHealthConnect.org.
That's easy. Julie Wenzel, thanks for coming on the show again.
Thank you.
We hope a few people get signed up for Medicaid or
CHP Plus
or Marketplace plans as a result of this. If you're still listening to Community at Work or still listening to KRC, you can hear the Critter Patter show coming up next. Otherwise, tune in later this month when Julie Eslick, my colleague at the Health District, will be here discussing another Health District program, the Advanced Care Planning Team. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Stay healthy. And if you need some health coverage, you might want to check out our walk-in event on January 6th in Old Town. Thanks a lot.